and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hey guys, this is Joe from StartupRate.io. Today we bring you an audio-only episode. We know this is uncommon, but there's a special occasion for this. The most comprehensive startup survey in Germany was published, and so we want to bring you some highlights. This extensive survey is conducted by the German Startup Association in cooperation with varying partners annually since 2013. Let's dig a bit deeper in the most authoritative overview of the German startup scene. Since raw numbers are always a bit tricky in audio, we will stick mostly to facts without the percentage points. Otherwise, we will always try to use like 1/4, 1/3, and so on to make it easier for you as listeners. Every time we talk about percentage points, it is only in terms of responses to the questions. You can find the links to the German original below or check deutscherstartupmonitor.de. As we said, the link is down here in the show notes. A bit of data on the survey. This year, more than 2,000 startups participated with more than 5,000 founders. In total, the startups have more than 33,000 employees. On average, the participating startup is a bit over 2.5 years old and mostly located in Berlin and NRW, as we call it in Germany, NRW, which means the state of Nordrhein-Westfalen. It's one of Germany's 16 states and it's Germany's largest state by population. It is also home to the Rhein-Ruhr metropolitan area, one of the world's 40 largest metropolitan areas. Hot regions. The hotspot is still Berlin, but also cities like Leipzig or Dresden, home to Germany's Center for Semiconductor Production, are also gaining ground. Berlin represents 17.1% of the surveyed startups. Industries of the startups. In total, they found startups from 16 industries plus others, so 17. By far, the largest share are IT and telecom companies, followed by medicine and medical care. Food, as third, does not even make up 10% of the responses, followed by automotive and logistics. Also, fintechs, talking finance, banking, insurance, accounting, and so on, make up only 4.7% of the startups, even though they make headlines and big fundings. PropTech, meaning property, everything dealing with real estate, is a separate category, making up only 3.7% of the participating startups. The smallest share are startups active in tourism, plus, of course, the others. Let us hit some highlights here. The startups still feel the effect of Corona. Keep in mind, this was conducted in summer 2021. Startups in Germany hire more and more people, meaning in total as well as per startup. The biggest challenges are customers, product, and capital. Actually, no surprise here. The good news, there is an increasing number of female founders. Universities and research centers are a great starting point for founders. More than a quarter are founding out of such an institution, and more than 1/3 met their co-founder at university. Again, this was conducted in summer 2021. The mood is better than last year. More than 65% of founders are happy with the ecosystem. Data monopolies make it harder to compete. More than 1/3 of founders think they have enough data, but 2/3 criticized the data monopoly of large corporates. Access to capital is a central success factor for the survival and growth. Corporate venture capital is seen to combine capital and cooperation. Sustainability does not exclude growth. We had now some of the highlights, and let's go a little bit into the different sections of the survey. First, talk about geography. As we so frequently say, startups are spread across the country. By state, Berlin is only number 2, with more than 17.1% of participating startups behind NRV with 18.5%, together with the states of Bavaria and Baden-Württemberg. Those four states make up almost 2/3 of the startups surveyed. No surprise, actually, in the category business models. The business models are led by software as a service, SaaS, followed by platforms. As we said in the highlights, on average, startups have more employees. Currently, they have 17.6 full-time equivalents and plan to hire additional 8.7 FTEs. As always, keep in mind that the survey was conducted in summer 2021, when we knew about Delta, but Omicron was yet not known, as well as the current high infection numbers in Germany. That may have changed the picture here dramatically, as well as for the results of the whole survey. The startups are also hiring a more diverse workforce, with more than 1/3 women and 28% employees from abroad. The diversity of founders is also getting better. In 2017, less than 15% of the founders were women. Now they make up almost 18%, with a big jump in 2021. In Germany, startup is a business for university graduates. More than 85% have at least a bachelor's degree. More than 1/3 of the founders have a master and almost 16% a PhD. Only 0.1% of respondents have not graduated from a school at all. Most university graduates studied business studies, what we call in Germany BWL, followed by engineers, by computer scientists. STEM graduates as fourth only make up approximately 10%. Lawyers, graphic designers, and doctors are the least represented. Sticking a little bit to education, the top universities from which startups are founded are mostly technical universities like RWTH, Rheinisch-Westfälische Technische Hochschule, or RWTH in Aachen, in the north of Germany, close to the border to the Netherlands, the Technical University Munich, as well as the Technical University Karlsruhe, also called KIT, and the Technical University Berlin. It is surprising that there is still a big potential for corporate venture capital, which is preferred by more than 40% of the founders, of which only half that have found a CVC investor. Funding significantly increased across all 2,000 plus surveyed startups. More startups want investments from business angels, funding from their own cash flow, and venture capital. By far, the largest gap between received and desired funding is within the area of a strategic investor. Think family offices or corporates. They apparently really could step up the game. Talking a little bit out about the future plans like exits. Almost 60% of startups are looking for an exit, a quarter for an IPO, almost 30% to sell themselves to a startup or scale up, 45% are looking for an investor like a private equity fund, and 85% would prefer to be sold to an established corporate. Of those with exit ambitions, almost 15% look for more than 1 billion euros in valuation. That is 1.15 billion US dollars. The largest share of exit interested startups is looking for an exit valuation of 10 to 50 million euros. They make up approximately 30%. Talk about future expectations. The calculated business climate is back to the level of pre-corona. When asked about their satisfaction with the startup ecosystem, founders in Berlin and Munich are happier than the national average, but in total 65% of founders across Germany are very happy with the ecosystem. Corona, at least 3/4 of startups felt the effect of Corona one way or another. This is down to half in the 2021 survey. Challenges. The largest challenge is still sales, getting new customers, but more than 1/3 sees raising venture capital as a significant hurdle. That was just some of the highlights we have here from the Deutsche Startup Monitor German Startup Survey by the German Startup Association. If you like more, just let it know. We can also write a very nice blog post about this. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
If you are a professional looking at the European startup scene, Germany is a place you cannot miss. Fortunately for you, there is startuprad.eu, the authority on German startups. This English-only podcast brings you fresh interviews each week. Most likely, you have never heard or read anything on these startups before in English, but you will in the future. Be ahead of the curve and subscribe to startuprad.eu podcast, or check for the startuprad.eu internet radio station. Check your Alexa for the startuprad.eu skill as well.